Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 509. Thank you so much for joining me. Today with me, my guest is Mary Ellen Withrow. She is the former United States Treasurer. Before we get started, though, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And please go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be awesome. Also, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. My guest today is Mary Ellen Withrow. She was the 40th Treasurer of the United States from March 1st of 1994 until January 20th of 2001 under President Bill Clinton. She was also Treasurer when the $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100 notes were redesigned in the 1990s. She is a native of Marion County, Ohio. She served as the Treasurer of her home state of Ohio, a position of which she was elected in 1982, 1986, and 1990. Before that, she was elected Treasurer of her native Marion County, Ohio, in 1976 and 1980. This makes her the only person to have held the post of Treasurer at all three levels of government, local, state, and national. Withrow began her career in public service in 1969 as the first woman elected to the Elgin Local School Board in Marion County. As Ohio's Treasurer, Withrow instituted new programs, achieved record earnings, and was nationally recognized for her efficient management. She was a presidential elector for Ohio in 1992 and a delegate to the 2000 Democratic National Convention from Ohio. She again served as a member of the Ohio delegation at the 2004 Democratic National Convention. So, Mary Ellen, thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure.
This is really cool. So, we are in your museum. You have a personal museum, right?
Yes. I have my memorabilia here that I've collected over the years. Most of this is from the time in Washington. So, I really was, for many years, I was state treasurer, and then before that, Marion County Treasurer, but most of this is a U.S. Treasurer.
So I was thinking, what makes a good treasurer? Because I guess I never really thought about it, but I understand you actually have won awards for organization, for investing, for basically increasing the treasury, right?
Right, yes. I collected, invested, and protected the money when I was county treasurer and state treasurer, and then when I was U.S. treasurer, I manufactured the money.
That's right. We would all like to be able to do that, you know.
No, well, it was more fun manufacturing, I think.
So, see, I guess I just thought the treasurer counted the money, but is your job to invest it properly?
Yes, yeah, I invested in, and of course you collect too, that's a big part of it. But the manufacturing, it all involves security. You're working constantly with security because you're taking care of other people's money, and that's very important that you have good security.
So I've seen pictures of the Brinks truck out front and armed guards and people all around. You always have to assume that that person could be the one that's going to steal the money?
You never know. That's right. You're surprised sometimes at who will do that.
So did you ever have anybody that was working under you get arrested for maybe a five-finger discount?
Yes.
You did? How many times?
Well, let's see. We used the Secret Service when I was U.S. Treasurer, and it was pretty much within the department. It was people working there that tried to get away with things. And when I was a Marion County Treasurer, I had an embezzlement. And when I became State Treasurer, I followed a huge embezzlement. So I feel like I'm really well-versed in embezzlements.
You know, there's actually a gentleman that works with dentists that helps us deal with, I guess, and prevent dental embezzlement, because it's actually a pretty big problem.
Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't even realize either.
Well, they steal teeth?
No, if that were that simple, that'd be better. But no, they skim money, so they'll have patients write checks to them, or they'll have patients write checks to cash, and then they cash them, and then they write down that it's paid. They put their account as paid?
Yes. You know, there's a lot of different ways to try to get away with money. And one of the employees had a son that came in and tried to take checks that hadn't been endorsed yet, took them to the bank and was able to cash them at the bank. The bank never noticed they weren't endorsed. And then they got caught, of course. But it's amazing what people will try to do. There was another situation. We had the restroom being worked on, and there was cement blocks, and the employee had, well, we thought he had taken money, but we weren't sure it was him.
Okay.
So we'd taken him away from the source so that he wasn't around money. And after that, when they were working on the restroom, behind the cement blocks, they found a broom handle that had Scotch tape on the end of it. And his name tag had fallen behind there. And he had some bills back there that he was, I guess, saving for a certain amount of time. I don't know.
So the Scotch tape was on with the sticky side out so he could grab... was he grabbing them off the production line or something?
Well, he had evidently gotten them from somewhere. There was all these rules about how many people went into the vault. There had to be two people. And it's a lot of trying to make sure everybody follows the rules.
So what kind of background check did you have to go through when you were first appointed Treasurer of the United States?
Well, first of all, you have to look honest to get elected.
Do I look honest?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But
she doesn't, right?
Yeah, and it's interesting, people will not accept the treasurer having certain things in their background where they will accept it in other...
Like a bankruptcy?
Well, yes, bankruptcy, and they don't like to have anything in your background that looks suspicious.
Did you know that in Franklin County we just elected a treasurer that does have a bankruptcy and I believe even has a drug charge, a drug conviction?
No, who is it? What's the name?
It's Cheryl Brooks Sullivan. Cheryl Brooks Sullivan, she's a convicted felon who spent 6 months in jail and has filed for bankruptcy 3 times.
And there was all these articles in the paper about how they weren't sure that she could even be sworn in because they hadn't been able to find an insurance company that would issue an insurance bond.
Well, my predecessor, the U.S. Treasurer before me, went to prison.
Really? For what?
Well, she hadn't paid her income tax.
Oh, boy.
And she's in the same department as the IRS, and she thought she'd get away with it. You know, she didn't report $700,000 income. Yeah, it's amazing what people will try.
How do you not report $700,000?
Well, that's a good question, yeah. She didn't, and that's what happened, yeah.
So besides having an honest face, I interrupted you, so what else besides the honest face and not having a bankruptcy?
Yes, well, I had a stellar background, so.
Yeah, now you mentioned it earlier, and later on in the show, we're going to do what we call Dr. Kivitko's Question of the Day. And so the answer is going to be that you are the only person, not just woman, but the only person to serve as treasurer at both the local, state, and federal levels, correct?
That's correct.
That's really neat.
I was treasurer of Marion County for 6 years, state of Ohio for 12 years, and U.S. treasurer for 7 years.
I have a feeling that you probably took care of the money at home, too. Was your husband on an allowance?
We had separate bank accounts.
Just to make sure there's no commingling of funds, right? That he couldn't get you in trouble.
Well, we disagreed on how we handled our money.
Really? Now, did you take any of the knowledge you used to invest, say, the nation's money and try the same tactics with your own? Like if you thought this was a good investment, were you able to and allowed to do it for yourself with your own money?
Well, we could not invest in the stock market. And I did change the rules when I was state treasurer. We couldn't go out any more than 2 years on our investments, and we were losing a lot of money for the state of Ohio. So we had a bill passed that would free up the investment, which still did not include the stock market, of course.
Okay, so when you came there, when you came to office in Ohio, the longest investment they could invest in was like a two-year CD?
Yes, right.
The return on a CD is terrible.
Treasury note or whatever, yeah.
And what did you change it to?
Well, really, that isn't important. It was the different things that we could invest in was what it was changed to. We could invest in more of different things than we could before.
Okay, so the number of years wasn't the issue, it was where you could put the money.
Well, the number of years was the issue, but it's also where you put the money, yes.
Okay. So if you couldn't do the stock market, what would be an example of something that you would be able to invest in?
Well, treasury bills and notes. Yeah.
Okay, treasury bills. So say Ohio State University wants to add a wing and they would sell bonds. Would you be able to buy those?
Probably, yes. It would depend on the rate, what rate it was.
Okay.
Actually, at the federal level, you're not doing that. You're talking about the state level where this is going on.
Right, right. I was talking about the state at that moment. We want to talk about the federal when we come back after the break.
Okay, so we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day real soon. You're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist, but first we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, my guest today, Mary Ellen Withrow, is the only person to do what? A, floss her teeth with only one hand, B, make it through life without losing any teeth, or C, hold the post of treasurer at all three levels of government, local, state, and national. All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line.
Mary Ellen, would you please pick a number between 1 and 4?
3.
You pick 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so let's go to caller number 3. That would be Erica. Hey, Erica, how are you?
Good.
Good. Do you have an answer?
C.
C, yes, the only person to be treasurer at the state, local, and national levels. All right, Erica, well, hey, stay on the line because we want to get the information where to send those flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Sounds great.
Perfect. All right, so if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 509. And today we have Mary Ellen Withrow with us. We are talking about what it was like to be the U.S. Treasurer and have your signature on paper money.
I heard a stat. Somebody was running for election, and they were critical of whoever was in the job. And one of the things they said was they cost the department, $6,000 because they had a large check that they didn't deposit into the bank for 3 days after they got it. So that's the kind of thing you're talking about, right? If you have $1 million and you don't deposit it right away, how much can that cost you?
Well, when I took over as state treasurer, the mail was not being processed every day.
Really? Not even every day?
We made sure that everything was deposited every day, and it made a tremendous difference. I was able to earn over $2 billion for the state of Ohio.
Did you say with a B, billion?
Yes, with a B.
What kind of a time period?
12 years.
Okay.
Wow, that means you saved $166,666,666.66 a year for 12 years as state treasurer. $83,333,333.33 a year for every year that you were the state treasurer.
That sounds like a lot of money.
It was, and I was rated number one in the country on my investments.
And that's why you were tapped to become the U.S. treasurer.
Who knows why I was tapped? It could have been that, or it could have been something else.
Like what?
Well, it depends on what the president decided. I mean, he was the one that made the decision. I don't know how he decided.
And it's President Clinton you're talking about?
Yes, right.
Was it in his first term?
Yes.
Okay. So he had heard about you, obviously, because you were active in the Democratic Party. That's really cool to be able to say the president knew me, now that I think about it, instead of being able to say I know the president.
Yeah.
The president knew me.
Yes, that's right.
And so your name came up, apparently, as they were looking to fill the treasurer.
Yes, there were several names, and he said he wanted people like this, 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 and this. And he knew what he wanted, and it was quite a while before they made the decision. It was almost a whole year before I was chosen.
So who ran the treasury then, during that year?
There was nobody there.
Really? Wow, that can happen?
My predecessor went to prison, you know.
Oh, yeah, so then there's nobody, it must have been like...
And she was a felon, and they had a felon's name on the money, and they did not want that. So it takes 6 weeks to engrave a signature, so as soon as possible, they wanted to get started on my signature, which they did.
Interesting. So I want you to tell me about that in a little bit. I understand that's a little bit of an interesting story of itself. Plus, we want to talk about what's in this room, because you have some really cool things, including a target from somebody who was shooting at a target.
That was mine. Yes, I shot that.
You shot that?
Yes. At FLETC, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Brundage, Georgia.
We're going to get a picture of that because she pretty much hit critical mass on all of, what is that, six bullets?
Yeah.
All six of them. Four of them are dead on, got the person in the heart. One of them got halfway in the heart. It's halfway in the middle. And then the other one is just outside, so it must have been a lung.
Yeah.
So how did you learn to be such a good shot?
Well, I didn't. That was just sheer whatever. Yes, that just happened.
That's really cool. Now, at some point today while we're here, hopefully, I need to get a piece of paper, but I'd like to get your autograph because it's just like on the money, right?
Yes, okay.
Now, I remember seeing an interview with you, I think it was on television, how you were saying what a kick it was to see your own signature on the money. See, if I sign my name on money, that's illegal. I'm defacing it, right? But if you sign their name on money, it's a memento.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
It's already there.
Exactly. And it's a memento. So, so now tell me about how that happened. You said it takes 6 weeks. So they brought you into a room and said, sign your name?
They brought it out to the U.S. Air Terminal. I was flying back to Columbus, and they wanted me to sign my name 20 times and mark the one I liked the best. And it was really crowded that day, and people were bumping me, and I said, you know, this has got to look good. And I went over underneath the phones, and I signed my name over there, and they were still bumping me. And I went back in a private club and signed my name back there 20 times and marked number 12. That's what you had on the money.
That's the one you liked?
Yes.
So you got to pick.
Mm-hmm, I picked.
Okay.
Yes, and you want to see, this is the man that did my signature.
Okay.
John Smith, and here he is working on the plates.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're going to get a picture of that, and we're going to put it on the video.
Yeah. He has to do it backwards, which is not easy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, John Smith sounds like he's in the witness protection plan.
You know, he was the nicest guy. He came up the hard way the same way I did. And I took him to Cleveland when we released my money at the Federal Reserve in Cleveland. Normally, they don't do that, but I wanted to do something special for him because he did such a good job.
Awesome. That's really neat. And then here's you standing in front of a bunch of gold bullion. Now,
this is at West Point. You can't take pictures at Fort Knox, but you can at West Point.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody or just you? Like if I went to visit, they would let me take pictures?
I don't think so.
Okay. So when you said you can't take pictures, you meant me.
I mean, nobody can take pictures at Fort Knox, okay. Is what I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Including you and your photographer.
That's right.
But
right.
If I went to West Point, would they let me take
yes,
a picture?
Yes,
oh, okay.
They would take pictures there.
Okay.
And then this is in Margaret Thatcher's office in London.
Oh, that is so cool. Mm-hmm. 10 Downing Street, right?
Yes, right. And she took all of her children's pictures off the mantle so that they wouldn't be up there. Yeah, she was very, very nice.
Awesome. That's really something.
And this is Othello, the eagle that represents savings bonds, and he weighs 8 pounds, and he's 8 years old, and he had ruined his wings, and they took him to the Raptors at the University of Minnesota to be fixed.
Right.
And they were able to fix one wing, but they couldn't fix the other one, so he flies around the United States on an airplane.
Oh. So on a fixed-wing plane.
Yes.
What else do we have?
Okay, well, we have Bill and Hillary.
There's Bill Clinton with his arm around you.
Yes. And
Hillary with her arm around you.
Yes, and Obama.
President Obama.
And Willard Scott.
Awesome.
Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy.
And my husband and I. And
I see we have former Governor Celeste there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have John Glenn.
Yes. Carol Channing.
Carol Channing. Right, uh-huh. Carol Channing.
Yeah, and Richard Dreyfuss and Tommy Lasorda. And this woman is Muriel Siebert. She was the first woman on the New York Stock Exchange.
Wow.
Yeah, she's no longer alive. And this is Ann Richards, who was governor of Texas.
Okay. You look like you could be sisters.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, a lot of people said that.
Interesting. You know. Very mm-hmm. cool.
And then this is my $20 bill that I gave John Glenn, and he took it up in space. The serial number is the date of the flight, 10/29/1998. And
wow.
He took it up in space and brought it back with the signature from all the astronauts.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you give him two so he could keep one?
No.
You took your money back?
What he went up in.
Oh, this is the actual Discovery model.
There's only four of these.
Four models?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Did they use these models to kind of sell the idea to Congress, or what did they make these models for?
They were the savings bond
sponsor
1 year, and they did this for the savings bond drive. The secretary got one, I got one, and the person that did the New York savings bond drive got one. I don't know who had the other.
All right. I need to correct my math. I apparently had a little difficulty with that $2 billion that Mary Ellen saved the state. It's actually, she saved the state $166,666,666.67 per year for 12 years. All right, you're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 509. My guest today is former U.S. Treasurer Mary Ellen Withrow, and we'll hear more from her when we come back.
You can't take me as I am, not just a little bit. You're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 509. We are talking with former U.S. Treasurer Mary Ellen Withrow.
And these are the state quarters. I started the state quarters program.
You did?
Yes, I struck the very first, which was Delaware, and then Pennsylvania, and then New Jersey. And I also started the coin Sacagawea, which Congress told us we had to create another dollar coin, and that's how Sacagawea got started. None of the dollar coins were successful. I mean, we had the Morgan and the Peace, the Eisenhower and the Susan B. Anthony, and then Sacagawea, and the public didn't want a dollar coin.
It's too much like the quarter, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's heavy in your pocket.
It's heavy in your pocket was the biggest thing. I'm in the Guinness Book of Records. I have my signature on more currency than anyone in history.
Oh, my goodness. It says 68,146,560,000 currency notes since your appointment. Wow. Well, that's really cool. What else do we have?
Okay. Fractured currency is what they had during the Civil War. They didn't have the money to make coins, so they made fractured currency, which is small bills like 25 cents, 50 cents, 10 cents, 5 cents. And that's Francis Spinner, who was the treasurer for Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
And he was the first treasurer to hire women.
Oh, in what year?
1862.
Wow. That's just a little bit after local anesthetic was invented. It's true, eh? Local anesthetic was invented in 1846.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Just like I'll take your word for the 1862.
These are all presidential Christmas ornaments. They started in 1981 with Washington. And right now, the last one they did was FDR, and that's his right there with the eagle.
Okay.
Each year, they come out with a presidential ornament, and they're really got quite fabulous. I think they're beautiful.
Are you still adding to this collection?
Mm-hmm.
Each year. Wow.
I've got all of them up till now. I mean, this is all there is.
Okay. Awesome.
Then down below here is the different departments. Treasury and the White House came out with an ornament for a different department each year. And this is Treasury's right here, I think.
So if you have that on your Christmas tree, that's kind of an honor, right?
Yeah. Because it'd be pretty, yeah,
so cool.
And this is Glenna Goodacre, the woman that designed the Sacagawea. She's the mother-in-law to Harry Connick Jr.
Really?
Yes, that's his wife. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's neat to know.
Okay, and this was in the Oval Office where I was presenting the president and the vice president with the Olympic coins. During my time in 1996, we had the Olympics in Atlanta, and we had to produce Olympic coins, and they were sold all over the world. And it was the countries would sell them, they'd get a percentage, and then we'd get the rest. And Japan sold the most.
Of U.S. coins? Mm-hmm. Olympic coins?
Yes. It was the first time that China sold coins from another country. They said he took a lot of criticism when he did that, so I can imagine.
Yeah. Wow. This is really neat. This is so cool. How often do you come down here?
Oh, I take groups through about once every 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you're busy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Very good. Well, I really appreciate you being on my show. I really do. I want to thank you so much for taking the time and showing me this. Maybe we can do it again sometime?
Okay, well, I'd love to.
Sounds good. All right, well, thanks again.
You're welcome, yes.
Isn't she awesome? She is just so dynamic. I really loved meeting her. And so Mary Ellen, I know, you're just an awesome person. So maybe when you watch this again, I just want you to know how much I appreciate the interview. All right, next week we're going to have John Afik. He is a heart transplant recipient, and he and a group that he's in go around and help other folks who are facing heart transplants. So anyway, that looks like that's all the time we have today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko. Visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.